Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'll let you into a little secret. Well, Kathleen and I were discussing, we should come in, use Zoom, and we decided that if we're going to do it today, then Zoom was possibly the easiest thing to do, and of course it failed. So I'm going to have another go and see if we can speak to Kathleen Bowman now. Are you there, Kathleen?
Good morning, Julian.
Ah, if at first you don't succeed. We use the the traditional engineering fix of switching it off and switching it on again, and it seems to have come up trumps for us, which is good news. Good to speak to you. Kathleen is Community Road Safety Officer from Cambridgeshire Fire and Rescue. And we've got a few things to talk about this morning. First of all, you've got another one of these older drivers' workshops, which is coming up next month. And I have to say, I thought of you sort of a few weeks ago when I was in the car and needed to have like a serious look around behind me out of that little area where the wing mirror doesn't quite cover. And I thought to myself, yes, I'm doing this because Kathleen mentioned it. It's one of the things in the course. So when can people take part in the next one?
So the next one based in Cambridge, so at Cambridge Fire Station on Parkside, it's the 15th of May in the afternoon.
Okay, so that's about 5 weeks away, isn't it? So that's one to pop in the diary now, I'd say.
Yes, definitely book on because we've got limited spaces because we don't do them too big so that everybody who comes gets a chance to ask questions and have a discussion thing. So if you're interested, worth getting your name down now. That said, if you're part of a group, and we've had the University of the Third Age in various different villages contact us, village guilds and things like that. We will come and run a dedicated workshop for a group for free as well. So if you're sat there thinking, oh, me and quite a few of my friends who all go to the same place fancy doing this together, then get in contact with us with the details on the website and we'll come and do a course for you for free.
Oh, that sounds really good. Now, I mentioned the thing of like looking round behind you properly. What other things are covered during the course of the couple of hours or so of this?
So we talk about what you need to know as an older driver under law, so how the licence renewal process works, because people over 70, they have to comply with certain rules that are very badly publicised and don't really make sense even if you read the website. So we cover those. We cover what's the law around eyesight. So not just what can you see, but when do you have to tell the DVLA about cataracts and things. And I give people tips on how to test their own eyesight regularly rather than just wait until they go to the opticians and then they're told, oh, by the way, you've got X, Y, and Z. And we talk about what to look for in friends. So say you've got a friend and they're giving you lifts to and from places and you're feeling a little bit uncomfy. What warning signs are there that might suggest they need a bit of extra support for driving? Not that they should stop driving, but extra support to keep driving.
Now that's interesting. It's like my father-in-law, really. It's like he's in his 80s, perfectly safe driver. However, there's no way we're going to let him drive at night time. I don't think we've actually told him this. We sort of work out ways to stop him doing it. And so far, we've been very successful.
Yeah, very, very common that people and family members sort of subtly stop certain things from happening. Or the common one is that you say, oh, no, you don't drive. I'll drive because, you know, I want to save you fuel and things. And actually, the reason you're not driving, they're not letting them drive, is because they get the clutch and the accelerator mixed up or things like that. There are lots of things out there in Cambridgeshire that can be really helpful for people. So some people, they like to book onto, it's called a mature driver review. So it's an ex-driving instructor turns up to your house, gets in your car, takes you around on routes that you know, and basically says, yes, you're still fine, or here's a couple of things to think. And typical is you don't check your mirrors enough. So it's a nice independent way of just getting an assessment of your driving, and it actually boosts some people's confidence massively, and the more confident they feel, they then become better drivers.
You used to hear, I haven't heard about this recently, I'm sure it's still a thing, the advanced driver's course. There used to be, you know, a thing that people were very proud of having gone one of these, which presumably proved they were a super driver. Is that still a thing?
Yes, yeah, so advanced driving is a thing. I'm an advanced driver, but it's not to do with age. So when you pass your test, that's the basic minimum to make sure you're not going to crash and you know the rules of the road. Advanced driving is all about how to drive safer and more efficiently and economically. So you do a lot more about where to position your car coming up to roundabouts, getting in the right gear well in advance of when you come to any kind of like obstacle or junction or something. There's a whole session on how to drive on the motorway more efficiently. So when I drive on the motorway, I don't actually touch my brakes very much at all because I'm preempting stuff and I'm looking further in advance. But you need a few years of driving under your belt. So I'd say after sort of 3 or 4 years of regular driving, you're then in a good place. But it's not for old people. It's for people to take the next step. And actually, if you're sat here and you're 25 or 30, get on it, because you'll get the benefit of the course for the next 30, 40 years.
I don't know. I don't tend to do too much. 1983 was when I passed my driving test. I don't know. These days, I guess I'm just bobbing around Cambridge most of the time. But Even that, I suppose, if people going relatively short distances, it can be helpful to attend one of these sort of older driver courses, because I guess older drivers probably don't go so far quite often.
Yeah, one of the things we find with older drivers is, particularly if you're not commuting to work or there's two of you and actually one of you mainly does the driving when you share a car, you're not doing many miles, and that's got its own challenges because you're not practicing the skill as much as you were, you know, 15 years ago when you were commuting full time and things like that. So there's two different courses. There's the older drivers workshop, which we run, which is free, 2 hours. You sit in a room with a cup of tea and a biscuit and you listen to me natter on about things and ask questions. The advanced driving is run by either the Institute of Advanced Motorists or ROSPA. You do have to pay for it, although it is heavily subsidised for what you are getting. But there's two different things. The advanced driving, I would say, anyone who's doing lots of miles, spent 4 or 5 years driving and wants to become more economical, or does lots of motorway or country driving or things like that, fantastic. If you're sat there thinking, I'm 65 years old, I've just retired, we don't do long journeys anymore, and actually I just poodle around Cambridge, the older driver's workshop is probably better because you'll get more useful information that affects you out of it.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll give the details on that again in a moment, but there's something else which we need to mention, which is a charity car wash at the Cambridge Fire Station. But not only can you get your car cleaned, you can also get the tyres checked at the same time.
Indeed. So, Saturday, the 11th of May, so make a note of that in your diary, the 11th of May, 10 till 4 at Cambridge Fire Station on Parkside, a charity car wash. So the firefighters, we use the hydrant system, so it's very eco-friendly. Wash your car, and then I will be there offering free tyre checks. So I'll check your tread, make sure, see how much tread you've got on and when you're going to need to change your tyres. Check your air pressure. That's a big one at the moment, because overinflated or underinflated are both equally dangerous. And also have a quick look at the condition of your tyre, make sure there's no stones, scrapes, tears, things like that. And that's all entirely free, and you just donate whatever you can afford.
I have to say that at the moment, every time, well, the number of potholes which are around absolutely everywhere, that is presumably going to have an impact on the the suspension for starters, but also on the tyres themselves.
Yes, definitely. So any kind of very sharp change in pressure on the tyre can weaken it. We tend to find people who get blowouts, so the tyre fails effectively, usually because they're running the tyre under pressure a lot of the time. And what that does is it puts the weight of the car onto the sidewall of the tyre, which is the bit you can see, rather than the tread, which is the bit that actually touches the road. So again, given the number of potholes around, definitely worth making sure your tyres are at the right pressure, because that could be the difference between going over a pothole fine and going over a pothole and it damaging your tyre.
Very, very interesting. That's worth knowing. Kathleen, give us the dates for both that and the older drivers workshop, and how people might sign up for the workshop to make sure that they can get a place.
So, charity car wash, Saturday the 11th of May, 10 till 4, Cambridge Fire Station. The older drivers workshop is the 15th of May, in the afternoon, 1 till 3. All you need to do is search in Google or Edge or whichever one you use, older drivers CAMS fire. The website will come up. That's got all the course details on it and also how to book on. If you don't have the internet, you can ring us up and then we'll give you a call back. And that's 01480 444 500.
That is great. Kathleen, thank you very much for coming on, and see you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kathleen. That's Kathleen Bowman, who is Community Road Safety Officer from Cambridgeshire Fire and Rescue. And that takes us to, well, look at the roads now at 22 after 9.
Cambridge 105 Radio.